there?
It's me.
Oh, Valerie, you gave me a scare. I was beginning to think you weren't coming.
I'm sorry I was late. I had to duck into an alleyway to avoid the police. Curfew's tighter than ever.
I know. I had to leave when Mika wasn't looking. If she thinks I'm going out after hours, she'll be pretty sick.
I know Darcy already is. Oh, don't give me that look, Hallie. You knew I had to tell her. If something happens to me and Oscar, well, she deserves to know.
Just tell me you didn't tell Lucy.
Lucy doesn't know a thing. As far as she's concerned, I never left.
Well, that's something. You mentioned in your message that you had some updates. Nothing drastic, is it? Anything that could jeopardize the mission?
Edgar's been snooping around recently. He knows we're up to something, but he hasn't got any proof.
Has he talked to anyone?
Not yet. You know what government officials are like. They play all their cards close to their chest.
Bureaucrat. Can't think what you saw on him.
Oh, we were young. Well, I was. You know how it is. Summer flings. Long before Darcy was born, anyhow. We were still on the ships back then.
I almost miss it. Not the hunger, but the freedom. There's a certain kind of liberty that comes with being all alone in the universe.
If something happens tomorrow...
Val.
Hallie, please. If something happens, make sure my daughters are safe. You know I'd do the same for Mika. Darcy seems grown up, but she's only 17.
I can make sure they stay alive.
That's all I need.
And I promise.
Thank you. I just need to know they're safe.
We'll need to if it all goes to plan. Let's run through it again.
Oh, come on.
Better safe than sorry. The plan, please.
At 2100 hours, Oscar and I will arrive at the south entrance of the mayoral building. We hit the guards with sodium thiopental and break open the basement hatch.
Good. What are you using to cut through the bars?
Come on, Hallie. We've been through this.
And we're going through it again.
Fine. I swear to God, you're worse than Oscar. We're going to use the electric saw stolen from the building site and the silencer you got us.
Out of interest, where have you been hiding it?
Inside the coat rack. We had a random inspection last week. The officer actually leaned against it the whole time and never guessed.
Okay. We need to focus now. What do you do after you cut through?
Oscar stands guard while I set the fire inside. I'll fray the wires in the heater and set a spark, and make
it look like an accident, yes. What'll you do if someone catches you?
They won't.
But if they do?
Then I'll use the laser. But it won't come to that.
You better hope it doesn't. Oh, Val.
Hush. Oscar and I knew what we were signing up for. Just keep my girls safe. That's all I ask.
I can't help feeling that something terrible is gonna happen. I know we've done things like this before, but... Yo, I should cancel the raid. It's just too risky. I should never have gotten you involved in the first place.
Hallie, will this make a difference?
Well... Yes. I believe it will.
Then we're doing it. We'll be fine, I promise.
You and Oscar get yourselves out of there the second you think something's up, okay? Don't do anything you're not sure about. I can't lose you. Darcy and Lucy need their parents.
I swear we'll be safe. Don't worry. This time tomorrow, we'll be celebrating.
I hope so. I really, really hope so.
Same time next week?
Burn it down first, then we'll talk.
I will.
And I know you don't need it, but good luck!
Vive la Revolution!
Vive la Revolution!